Elaine Brower had a son in Iraq. She soon realized that only military discipline prevented many soldiers from actively opposing the war, and she started her own reach-out program. The result is the Appeal for Redress petition to Congress, which scores in the military have signed since October.
Lately, we've been reading a lot about bankruptcy filings and debt of our military, especially the National Guard and Reserves. So this petition has been signed by the National Guard, active duty, that have gone to Iraq. We, the undersigned members of the National Guard and Reserves of the Armed Forces of the United States of America, call on the Congress of the United States to ensure that Congress, acting on behalf of the people, shall make financially whole those called to active duty, and their present sufferings in that regard shall end forthwith.
Barely a year into the war, deployed soldiers began using laptop computers to write internet journals, also known as blogs, and their description of the war was in sharp contrast with the official version. Jeff Engelhard was one of them. His correspondence with Tom Barton, a Vietnam veteran who compiles the GI special newsletter, helped him spring into action.
He did send us radical newsletters in our good patriotic sense of the word radical. And we went on sticker campaigns, yellow stickers that say Bush lies, who dies.
We covered everything.
And it was so nice to have that availability to say something so blatant and so true and put it on an MWR TV set. We noticed if we put them in highly visible places, they'd be immediately removed. But if you hit them in convenient places, they'd last for days. And the soldiers would just kind of keep it to themselves. It was like a big joke.
All three soldiers on the panel were from the 1st Infantry Division and formed an underground resistance group. For Joe Hatcher, the war in Iraq is an immoral war.
We went in there attempting to steal everything, every natural resource, and we nullified the patents they held. We went for a full takeover in every single way. We say we're not setting up permanent bases, but we're building an embassy there, which is larger than Vatican City.
Cavalry scout Garrett Rippenhagen recalls his one-man protest against war profiteering.
To bring soda and ice cream to our base, we needed to escort convoys of Halliburton refrigerated trucks, right? So soldiers were risking their lives so they could eat ice cream and drink soda. So I started a direct action campaign where during lunch after I ate, I would stand up in front of the soda and ice cream with a sign saying, "Don't eat ice cream, you're killing soldiers." And that lasted about 3 days before I was told to take that down.
Garrett, who is now active in Iraq Veterans Against the War, responds to those who say that soldiers resisting the war are breaking a contract.
When a soldier joins the military, he enters a contract. But you must understand that when he's not used responsibly as a last resort option, when he's thrown into a war without proper planning, without proper training, without proper equipment, for causes that have proved fraudulent, that contract is broken to the soldier first. And, you know, in my opinion, he has every right to resist and stop.
And Elaine Brower summarizes the mission of the military project, that a movement of citizens and soldiers is what will ultimately end this war.
The anti-war movement is one thing, but resistance from within is very important. And if we reach out to those members of the military that are resisting, then we can bridge that gap and bring them home now.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.